Really, one thing I really appreciate is that the epistles are all very short. It seems Paul was a better writer than the Lord. What would you prefer to read, a long letter or a short one that brings you to the point? Mo, how about you, Rebecca? You like to read a thick book, right? Nobody's going to buy a book with only 2 pages. Because if it is only 2 pages, you can write it yourself. In this very last book, in the book of Revelation, the Lord is bringing us to the main point. And this is very important. Right. I've never read such a short letter. Have you ever written such a short letter to your daughter in New York? Where is your wife? How short do you write?
To the point.
Okay, so what did you say to your daughter?
That's just what is in my heart.
Okay, what was in your heart?
What's good for her?
Did you just write, Hannah, I love you, praise the Lord, amen, and you sign Papa? That's short and to the point. Have you written such a short letter? No. A bit longer. How much longer? You see, we all tend to write long letters. You think the Lord has nothing more to say? Well, he already said everything through his apostles. Even the whole Bible tells you. But at the very end, what is the most important thing? The Lord didn't waste any time, but he came right to the point. He didn't even mention all of their works, just the main points. Right. But a main point is what? You left your best love, the first love. What does it mean they left the best love, George? If you left it, that means what? You got it. You had it. You remember the first time you believed in the Lord and you saw how he died for you. And you loved him. Right? You loved him. But how long did you keep that best love? You know, why are there so many divorces today all over the world? And their love is short-lived. After a short time, the love is gone. Right? But what about our relationship with the Lord? How was it? Is it increasing or is it decreasing? I remember the Lord once, many years ago, filled my heart with his love. I was just like floating in the air. And I was willing to leave everything. Although I had nothing. It was easier to live everything if you have nothing. And to follow him. Now, if I compare today with that time, do I still love him that much, willing to leave everything today? Or have I left that. Even the electronic is telling me I speak too long. But if we left that first love, it's not that you didn't have it. If you didn't have it, you couldn't leave it. But you had it. I had it. When I look back, even in my youth, right, there was that special love. Although I cannot explain it, and you cannot explain it, how it get into your heart. Hard to explain. But it is there, the Lord gave it to you. The Lord gave it to you. Right. But if you leave it, or you got distracted, you got tempted, drawn away, like the song says, Lord, we've been drawn away. Then you change, but his love never changed. But you change. I changed. In the eyes of God, we are already fallen. Fallen does not mean that you go do bad things. No, but you left that best love, because he deserves your best love. He's God who created you. Huh? Not your parents. Right. God is the one who created you, who called you, who chose you even before the foundation of the world. And he called you one day after you were born, he called you. And who saved you? Also God. And now you're a child of God. Being a child, do you love your father? We have the same father. He's my brother. You love your father? Of course. Even until this very day, I never forgot my parents. I even dreamt about them. I was so thankful to them. They brought us up, they gave us everything we needed. Right. But everything came from God. Everything came from God. Even the Lord, he gave his life for you. Right. So he deserves that best love, and there it was there. Otherwise you wouldn't have received him. So, if that best love to him is not there anymore, you're fallen in the eyes of God. Remember from where you have fallen. So what do you do if you fall? Get up and what? And repent. Go back to that first love. It is not that you didn't have it. Return to the best love. Right. And if you lose that best love, that means you're not paying attention to that life that is in you anymore, because Christ is your life dwelling in you. Right. So this is very, very important. Nothing is more important in the churches than our love for him. Not just a little bit. Nobody can say, I don't love the Lord Jesus. Do you love the Lord Jesus? The best? I've never heard a Christian saying, I don't love Jesus. Everybody says, I love Jesus. But the problem is not whether you love or not. Is it the best love? Does he have the preeminence Is he the first in your life? He's God. He's God. Can you leave your love for your parents, although they are not there anymore, George? You will forever be indebted as a human being to them. What God wants from all of us is that best love for him. He is the number one. He must have always in everything the first place. Nothing should replace him. Right. Nothing should replace the Lord as the number one in your life personally and also in the church. We can do a lot of wonderful things and wonderful works. That's fine. It's good. But it's not good enough for God. Yeah. God wants your heart, the best love for him. Remember this. If you read this epistle and you remember that, that's good enough. And having the best love requires that you continue to eat from the tree of life. If you don't eat the bread of life anymore, you don't nourish yourself with the word of life anymore. If you have no more appetite for the word of God anymore, you just read it once in a while because you're a Christian, that's not good enough. You should eat the word of God. That will preserve the best love. This is why the Lord says, if you overcome, I will give you to eat of the tree of life. It is that life that will preserve our best love for the Lord. So it's a good indication. Do you come to the Word to eat and to touch the Lord, to spend time with him? You will always spend time with the one you love, right? Isn't it true? At the very end, you can see the wedding between the bride and the bridegroom. Suppose the bride and the bridegroom, or the bride doesn't love the bridegroom anymore. What happens? Suppose the wife doesn't love you anymore, George.
I'm in big trouble.
You'll be in big trouble. And suppose you don't love your wife anymore. How much have you told your wife, darling, you're my best love? Humanly speaking, if that relationship is over, okay, the marriage is over. Even in human sense, the relationship between husband and wife should be the best love. Right? This is normal. This is normal. Just like the father loving the children, it's very normal. Right? Does anybody have to teach you to love your children? Why not? You should go to school to learn that. No need, because of the relationship in life. Right? Even in the animal life, they know how to take care of their children and love their children. This is instinct. This is normal. Because God is love. John told us, two messages. God is light, to expose whatever he disliked. And God is love. That's why, hey, even the little birds having a nest with a little baby birds there. What does the mother bird do? Just leave them alone. Throw them out of the nest. Go exist yourself find food for yourself. No? Who taught that mother bird to take care of their children? It's instinct. It is the life. It is the life. The eternal life within us causes us to love God. But there's someone out there who wants to distract us from the first love with so many other things to distract you. Because he knows you will naturally love God because God created you. Not only he created you, he saved you. And he gave you his life and you become a child of God. We are children of God. Beloved, Paul wrote, John wrote chapter 3, 1 John, what manner of love the Father has for us, that we should be called children of God. Amen. Do you love your Father? Why? Who taught you that? Oh, come on. Somebody must have taught you. No. And why did you love him? Because of the life relationship. You have your Father's life in you. They have begotten you. That relationship is good enough for us to love God. I don't know what else could help you to love God. Nobody could help you. Did anybody always encourage you to love your dad and mom? No need. Right? Do you love your parents? Who taught you that? Then who is teaching you to love God? Do you think our teaching people to love God will make people love God? No, it is that living life relationship. He has begotten us and giving us his life, the eternal life. This is what a gospel of life. John the apostle was an expert. Yeah. And then in his epistle, God is love. You don't have to try to love God. It doesn't work like that. But your relationship with God is important. And I really mean it. Right? This is why, although you're distracted sometimes, maybe for a period of time, you will always come back. And nobody has to tell you, come on, Emmanuel, you have to love God, okay? Remember that. No, you don't need to. Nobody has to tell you. You have to love your dad. Where is your dad? Somewhere sitting here. Did you always tell him, love me, okay? Son, you have to love me with the best love, right? Yeah. Do you have to say that? How about the mother? Does God have to tell you, you have to love me? No. Actually, it is that relationship with love. So the tree of life and the best love, they all belong to each other. It is this wonderful life begotten of God. This is why John, in his first epistle, stressed so much he that is begotten of God. Right? He's not just trying to tell you to overcome. No, but he who is begotten of God overcomes the world. Why? How? It's that life. The wonderful life of God within you will cause you to overcome the world. Right. So, enjoy this life. But you have to realize one thing that God hates, because it destroys our relationship with God, is the works of the Nicolaitans. What is that Nicolaitan? The word Nicolaitan means conquering the people, ruling over the people. So at the end, the Christians begin to follow and believe that person who is ruling over them, like the Pope, for example, and not turning to God. They begin to listen to men and not to God anymore. I've seen that. You have seen that. To replace Christ as the unique bridegroom and husband. This is why the mystery of the seven stars, like we saw yesterday, is important. Amen. The stars, the messenger of the churches, should not replace Christ as the head of the church. So many Catholics, who do they listen to? To Christ or to the Pope? They all believe the Pope. You tell them about Christ, they say, Christ. No, I believe in the Pope. Now, you think we Christians, in so many denominations, we don't have a little Pope? Sooner or later, they're going to pop. Just be a messenger to bring people to Him. Amen. And not to yourself. You're just a messenger. Do not replace the headship of Christ. Can someone replace you as a husband to your wife? As a father, can someone replace you? Are you replaceable? Even if you take some long trip for 2 weeks, oh, I should appoint somebody to replace me. Huh? Did you do that? Are you replaceable? Are you? Can someone replace Christ as the head of the household? Christ, God has appointed Christ as head over all things to the church. So who can replace Christ? Who is qualified to replace Him? Who is qualified to replace you as the husband to your wife? Would you accept a replacement? If you do, you're in trouble. And you're even in a greater trouble. Why would we, as the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, replace Him and think somebody else is greater and better? You tell me. It's as simple as that. It's not complicated. Right? So the Lord hates the work of the Nicolaitan replacing the headship of Christ. And that is always a danger. This is why I said eldership or being a minister. I don't care how capable you are, you cannot replace Christ. As the bridegroom, as the husband, as the unique head of the body, that you would listen to them more than you listen to Christ. If you do that, that's a big problem. That's why the Lord hates the works of the Nicolaitans, replacing Christ as the head of God's people. Hey, don't do that. Don't do that. Right? As simple as that. Praise the Lord.